and it was whack ass shit. All the last tracks were weak. This one, you can tell the production is there. Like you said, they got big money, but I mean, these young kids, they got a lot to
yay or nay.
Live up to.
He said he liked it. All right, okay. I said like Big Sean. All right, cool. All right. Rob and Cali, what do you think, Rob? You like it or not?
Oh, I hate that shit, man.
All
right.
Damn.
I'm talking with a lot of pop people because they A-list artists. I'm a few.
No, man. What I said is, look, when I went to school for studio engineering, I'm listening to different aspects of the song, the layers and the nuances in the mix. And the mix is so much better than the other songs, you know, and I appreciate that.
Not to cut you off, I agree with that, but if it's like you're falling back on, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and have more money to get a mix by Dave Pensado or somebody like that.
That's not what I mean. You could learn how to mix at home now, damn near. I agree.
But that song, the song you played before, that was the guy Broom or whatever his name was,
Go Leak and Falcons, the Broom record,
That's a better song than that song with Kanye and Big Sean. They were both non-known artists on the street.
Okay. All right, thank you, man. All right, Blaze. Yeah, man, I like that realness, man. Shit, you know. All right, we played Chopper's Old Call Me Chopper by Shahiri and CYs I Ain't Know by Rich Nice. Go Lincoln Falcons had the song Vroom by DJ Wonder, Big Sean, and Kanye on your phone by Reem. Have the beat.
On the day that the band got all back together, DJ Wonder became the winner with a clean sweep of Gold Links and Falcons Vroom.
Okay, that's the song we're going to play on our show. You know. That's the most I can say.
Rick, you be angry.
Shaheen, what's coming up with you, baby?
Oh, my God. Sway, I mean, I'm just blessed right now, man. Been working with the conglomerate, of course, on the president label. We got so much music.
I would just casually switch that in.
El Presidente, yeah, man. But, you know, we just been blessed, man. So much music. Jen got a follow-up to Coco. That's a monster. It's coming out. It's being mixed and mastered. We got J-Doe. He got a record called I Don't Give a Fuck coming hopefully next week. The song is being mixed and mastered. We just dropped a record today. I sent it to you guys this morning.
Yo, Buster's son, right?
Yeah, Trillion, 14 years old. Dropped his first freestyle. He's rapping over a lot of great producers who everybody in the Shade 45 universe love, and he's a monster at 14. I told Bus he's not 14, he gotta be 30.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I wish you would give us those tracks exclusive initially.
I sent it, it hasn't gone out yet. I sent it to you guys.
Oh, okay, today. Yeah. All right, cool. Reef, what should we be on the lookout for? Nobody has it? Okay, cool, we'll get that off. All right, Reef, what do you got?
Obviously we are doing the Prime tour giveaways throughout the next couple of weeks. And, of course, be on the lookout for something special with Big Sean.
All right, that's what's up on Shade 45. Rich Nice.
So much going on. Band are in the studio recording. Check out this track, Big Gip and Eric Benet. I know there's a lot of Big Gip fans and Goody Mob fans that's been lurking around. You should check that out. You should also check out this track that the good friend Just Blaze has released called Miracle. All right.
You want to reach Rich Nice and talk about the music? If you want to continue the conversation, hit him on social media at
Rich Nice Digital on Instagram, Rich Nice Digital on Twitter. Send me links. Do not try to send me attachments.
Reef, how can they reach you? Program director here at Shade 45.
Both on Instagram and Twitter at NYC Reef.
Shaheen Reed, El Presidente of Conglomerate Records.
You can definitely reach me at all Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Shaheen Reed, and at Team Shaheen.
Team Shaheen!
Up next, my good friend Kyle Anderson is joining us from Entertainment Weekly. We're going to do an Oscars wrap-up and
Oh, boy.
Seen in months. Apartment at the Trump only slept in once. Niggas said hope was over, such as Ellie's. Even if I fail, I land on a bunch of money. You ain't got nothing for me. Knobs! Let that bitch breathe.
Success, McLaren.
When you reach me on Ello.
Parents, sacred blood of a king in my vein ain't spilling. Ghetto Othello.
Reach me on app.net.
Camaro driven. I climax for paper, then ask why is life worth living. Is it the hunt for the shit that you want? Surface is great, but I love giving. The best
Most jewelers wanna make my things. I make Jacob shit on the rain just to make me a chain. Niggas mentioned the one love, came home to paper in hand. They gotta brag about the venture, man.
Heavy up on friends, dude.
I drive by like monuments. Earth knows I got flats in other continents. Worst enemies want to be my best friends.
Drop me a line on Orchid.
But I don't give a fuck, walk inside the lion's den. Take everybody's chicks, about to cash them in. Up your catalog, dog, mine's worth too much. Like Mike Jack's ATV park, but Tola can't touch. Let this bitch breathe. Let this bitch breathe.
Work with us at MTV News.
Swear to God, we go way back, man.
Yes.
Way back.
How many years, man?
It's been, you and I met, what, 08?
08?
I think
so. That's like 7 years.
Man.
That's crazy, Kyle. And how when did you go over to Entertainment Weekly?
2011.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to be there 4 years, man.
4 years.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Shit.
Feels good.
Now, I remember Josh Horowitz, and you were working with doing the movie show, too, for a while, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Me and Josh, he's really taking off on that stuff, man.
Yeah.
He's really pulled it down.
Yeah. Are y'all still friends?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got our fantasy baseball draft coming up next month, man.
Okay, wow. Damn, y'all put some buddies, man. That was such excitement. Okay, DB is here, too, our movie junkie here at Sway in the Morning.
You.
Big movie buff, man. You listen, before we get started, you know, Kyle, one of the things I really appreciated about the Oscars is the reason why I have so much energy right now is because I never had such great sleep as I did watching that program. So I'm really
it's still going on, so I don't know if you know. We're still happening.
It's still happening?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But I love Patrick Harris. He's a Harlemite. He lives near me. I've always been a big fan of his. I think he does great as a host. But it just luckily I woke up to catch my favorite moment of the Oscars. We'll switch this moment.
First, I would like to thank God that lives in us all. Recently, John and I got to go to Selma and perform Glory on the same bridge that Dr. King and the people of the Civil Rights Movement marched on 50 years ago. This bridge was once a landmark of a divided nation, but now is a symbol for change. The spirit of this bridge transcends race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, and social status. The spirit of this bridge connects the kid from the south side of Chicago, dreaming of a better life, to those in France standing up for their freedom of expression, to the people in Hong Kong protesting for democracy. This bridge was built on hope, welded with compassion, and elevated by love for all human beings.
Wow. Common, John Legend, glory-winning achievement of music, written for Motion Pictures, original song category. That was easy, right?
Oh, yeah, slam dunk, man.
You got that
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. One of the few things they got right, I think, last night, right?
Uh-huh, right.
You know?
Well,
and I got to say, too, that, like, usually, you know, at these award shows, you read on Twitter the next day, everyone's always like, oh, man, why did everybody got to get political with their acceptance speeches? Like, that usually, like, really bothers people.
Yeah.
But I feel like last night people really got into that, man. And how could you not be moved by that? They took their time and they did something with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It was great, man.
Crazy, great performance.
People in tears.
Yes.
Chris Pine cry. You know, yeah, you can't
Oprah
make Chris
cried.
Pine. Yeah.
Oprah always cried.
I don't want to fucking listen to that dude fucking describing the Oscars at all.
Yeah, I knew somebody who did that, was living with the fiance's parents and was stuck for a month and a half in the fiance's parents' house.
That's double whammy.
Yeah, that's what you gotta definitely call Tyrone.
Patrick, call Tyrone, did you get it?
I actually did not.
Okay,
okay,
thank you.
Okay. Brian in Illinois. Brian, it's all about calling Tyrone. Is what...
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
I'm in it right now. I'm into the board.
Oh, no.
She is still in the house. We can't afford two houses at the moment. So she's in her room. I'm in my room every night. But the worst part about it is, as she's in her room, she's on the phone with her boyfriend 4 to 5 hours a night.
You know what would really be bad about that is when a boyfriend comes to pick her up. And you answer the door like, I'll go get her.
Mesha, lots of hit music on Super.
In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart.
Right here on KAMEL Base.
Concerts that you think are sold out, so you get to take advantage of these unsold tickets at deep, deep discounts.
I love deep, deep discounts. It's my middle name.
Another day, another rhyme, ho. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling horny, so it's only right I got two bitches playing on my trombone. Phone. Keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Niggas eat them up, over dirt to take me. Shit trunk tight, never slurred and lazy. Give a verse and a urge to rape me, nigga, please. Best friends really me, great friend of me. My watch game, niggas can't wait for one of these. I see, nigga, this ain't no Rolex, it's an AP, nigga. I'm hot, up, catch up to me, nigga. Aim for the stars and I shouldn't have missed. But I was riding on fumes, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this bitch, like thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few, cause without me you wouldn't exist. You know that shit, gave you the blueprint, don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%, going off, now niggas showing off. Niggas where they are, but they glowing soft. I'm taking off like boing on a big ass horn. Getting hit like a coin toss, it's too easy. I keep my head high. I got my wish carry me. I don't know free.
Yeah. And you know, Amber Rose, she's been like at the center of all of these freaking feuds. She's been slandering people. People have been slandering her. And in particular, when it comes to her ex-husband, Wiz Khalifa, they've been having all of these custody battles over their two-year-old son, Sebastian. So Sebastian was celebrating his birthday over the weekend. Wiz, he threw him a party. He had all these Instagrams up, mad gifts over here, beautiful cake over there. But it looked like Amber was denying her kid of having a good time out of spite, because Wiz, one of the comments he had under, well, the caption he had under one of his photos was, "Only thing missing was Bash." Then he went into a little bit of a venting session. He was tweeting, "I never voiced my true unhappiness out of fear of the person I was with. Hello, Amber, and what she would do to make me more unhappy if anyone knew." And then he said, "Anyone who really knows me knows that I never cheated on Amber." You think they're just putting too much of themselves?
Kyle.
Oh, bless.
You know, you ever have baby mama issues?
No, I have zero baby mama issues.
Okay, all right, cool.
But that's that sounds like a problem. I have to say, I would not date Amber Rose. That seems like it leads to disaster for most people.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
They've only known two people she's been with.
Leads to fantasy for most people. Are you kidding me? Only for one night. All right, Kyle Anderson. Thank you for that Oscar recap.
My pleasure, Swag.
If people want to talk movies with you all day, every day, how can they reach you on social media?
At Kyle AEW on Twitter, man. That's where to find me.
Kyle at EW?
Kyle A, last name's Anderson, EW.
Kyle.
I was really late to the Twitter game, so I have a super lame Twitter handle.
Yeah. I can't thank you from Celebrity Wire.
Yeah. Reach me on Twitter. Reach me on Instagram at It's Tracy.
Deposits, your profit with profit. Oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OBO boys the business, man.
It's a bunch of garbage on the road over there.
Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough. I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Straight up, way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's manifested. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death. There's no mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together? I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Straight up, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Since the truth keep niggas traumatized, they trying to compromise my condom size. So I Snapchat that whole shit. Tryna see titties, tryna show dick. And I swear to God, I hope they post it. I'm blessed. Even though I get slammed with lawsuits like condos, C-3POs like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard. So I go extra hard on the hard floor. Right now, I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, nigga, I'm gon' swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool. And my daughter right there getting homeschooled. I'm blessed. And I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. And the hallway looking like a Montessori, oh yes. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Hip Hop Nation, where you discover new music first.
Like this.
I would love to see a Kanye West Montessori school. That sounds hilarious. But yeah, we're gonna teach you long division and also like some fashion shit.
Say
homeschooling seems like a really fucking, like, dangerous thing. I don't know. But, like... I mean, you would probably learn a lot more in that environment than, you know, what public schools, I mean, when I was going to public schools, I imagine they've not gotten much better. But, like, you know, like, this is, whether you succeed or not, there's, like, there's just the sheer, like, fucking worldliness you gain by being thrust into, you know, this environment where you're surrounded by your peers, by people of a similar age, and, you know, like the social aspects of that seem important in a way. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you that fucking all I really learned in fucking school was a healthy fucking hatred for going to school with like limited exceptions, but I don't know, like, yeah, I guess if you're homeschooled and then there's still, you know, you're still like achieving a balance and still hanging out, doing shit, getting up to hijinks, I don't know. Otherwise, it starts, you know, it's like, it's almost like the parents that, like, are really, 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 really afraid of germs. They're just like, oh, you can't play outside, it's too dirty. Like, nah, yeah, like, fucking, let these kids go fucking fall down outside a few times, get some fucking mud in their mouth. Get them used to the fucking, the dirtiness of the real world. They can build up some resistances out there. You're not building, like, bubble babies.
This shit ain't hard for me. Too many flavors to do on these haters. But do me a favor, don't do me no favors. We good, we good.
I went to a Montessori school when I was in kindergarten. My first year of school was at a Montessori school. Which at the time, you know, I didn't really think anything of it. It was just, you know, whatever. It was just, this was the kindergarten I went to, and then I, you know, for first grade, I went to this other school, and then realized that other school had a kindergarten as well, and was like, well, wait, what? Why? All right, well, whatever. Didn't really think much of it. Like, it sort of, I don't know, like, I would credit some of that with, like, building my initial distaste for regular school, because when I was in kindergarten, they taught us, like, long division and like, proper fucking subjects, and I, like, you know, was learning fucking maths and deeper level of math, and then you get to the first grade, and they're like, I don't know what color's the ball, and I'm like, fuck you, shit is boring, so it kind of just, you know, I learned a bunch of stuff, then went into public school where they were treating people like complete idiots. I'm like, oh, all right, well. So, I don't know, you know, there are certainly aspects of, you know, alternate non-public schooling that, you know, I think probably make smarter people, but, you know, there's the social cost there, I guess, in some of those cases. But then again, you know, it's not like I was some fucking, like, social butterfly through any of school either, so I don't know. But still, you know, there's probably value in building up that fucking extreme level of fucking distaste for assholes. That's school. Some place where you can learn, like, all right, fuck everyone except for these six people. They're all right. And in conclusion, yes, Kanye West is cool. That's hilarious.
Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers. I try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day. Or eat watermelon, chicken, and Kool-Aid on weekdays. Or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements. Or watch BET, cause Irwin support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street? When gang banging made me kill a nigga blacker than me.
Fucking Big Sean. We can hear Kanye rap about his Montessori school again if we stay here, so.
Straight. Look, I live the life I deserve. Bless. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean, whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give
I don't dislike Big Sean.
Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me. These are all my confessions, man. This wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flipped like a Fetty. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no daps at me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. It's what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest. The dreams are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without it. Cool like we robbed the bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit, what profit, oh God. Not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed, way up, I feel blessed, straight up, I'm way up, I feel blessed, straight up, way up, I feel blessed. Look, I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something, if we're back from something, it's some shit you owe us, I expect that pain and nothing less or over, I don't need
Maybe I don't need to listen to the song twice in a row. Doo-doo Brown. Doo-doo Brown. Doo-doo Brown. Doo-doo Brown. Doo-doo Brown.
Niggas run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga telling on his own fam.
Right now, I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, nigga, I'm gon' swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool. And my daughter right there getting homeschooled. I'm blessed. And I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. And the hallway looking like a Montessori, oh yes.
Montessori.
Way up, I feel blessed. Hey!
Hey! Number eight.
The side of this bus has something about vaping on it. Let's see here. What is it saying? E-cigarettes are harmful. Vaping and smoking is only allowed outside at the curb. There you go. Don't vape. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad luck to get you, my nigga.
Shop around, you got the good shit at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 of cloth, never showing your stuff off, bro. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I can be your Noah, you can be my Wes, and I can be your son. You can be my earth, resurrected God through birth, best believe. The more that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole sleeves, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the drug power, you.
Secondhand vape.
Every now and then, I'm just out, getting sad, now, I'm about to see it.
for no handout. Broke ass niggas never helping with their hands out. Find out where the fuck nigga live that we can't bow. Screaming fuck the world, never catch me with my pants down. Always been a stand up guy, I'd rather stand out. Grab swimming, stand swim position with my bands out. I'm the trillest one to do it since pimp, nigga hands down. Nigga put his hands on me, that's a man down. Trick what, pimps up, hoes down, hold down, slow down. See they running with my old style. Profile, bows now, you old now. Thugging with my old style. It's a shame how they low down. Dirty like Adidas on my sneaker feature. Trapping through the speaker, beat the beeper ringer. Turning off phones just to reach him, got a beeper. I'm a law motherfucker, better green him if you see him. Low, pretty, Flacco Jordy.
Dirty spoke, niggas, how you been? Keep me close to my mind, niggas up nine. Every now and then, on the south, deep style, 9 times out of 10. Flacco, Jordy, Jordy, Flacco, Jordy, Flacco, Jordy, Flacco, Jordy.
Six!
Number six.
Yo, this your man, Royce the 5'9". This your new crooked eye.
Man, jump off Joe Beezy.
No niggas, get your weight up. Fuck y'all, pay up. My balls just as slick as my dick and both stay up. Nicer than me, say what? Wait up, straight up. I finish niggas right off the back like a layup. I seen a lot of come, I seen a lot of go. But y'all know where I'm from, with B-R-O-O. You know the rest, pimpin'. Yeah, I was bred different. Here come pops with the N-Y pop. You know the leg limp back. My ice mug frozen till it's stiff. Grimy nigga, Mike won't hold on to your bitch. I got away with women, I faithfully play with women. Let him suck on his bottle and pray that I throw a baby in him. I might just throw on my gold fronts, pour a cup of E&J and light up a drove blunt. I was never soft, never saw me flinching when they letting off. Never had to retaliate cause I set it off.
Y'all know my name, bitch, never change up my language. I'm just a rich nigga from a city that's bankrupt. First we take oaths, then I'm pulling turquoise strings in my LeBron courts and Turks and Caicos. I came from wicked chair fame wearing short sets. I learned that money can't buy happiness, but I decided I'd rather do all my crying in the Corvette. Make a dollar, buy a suit, have a child and have a follow suit. Waving that weather change thing, make the winter fall. Coming through with everything to lose, taking everything from you know. Let him finish his fall in his draws. I'm praying that he lands.
Not a lot of people wrapping up about Corvettes. I'll say it again. No one's either going like rapping like the Corvette is the car that they're fucking rapping about. Just Royce. All right, sure. Like the fully loaded, higher package Corvettes are pretty expensive cars. Aren't they like $80,000 or something? I don't know. I guess I don't really pay attention. I don't know. Never really liked Corvettes that much.
I'm a loose screw, vital suicidal. Said I would kill me a all, wasn't speaking in French. Said I'd let it off. Never know who or what you might get. Main reason they never want me to set it off. You now dealing with four niggas to step off. All bets off, so nah, y'all won't be better off.
Semitic balls, Egyptian arc hanging, that's my comedic cross. Slaughterhouse set it off. Even got bitches waving a flag, Betsy Ross. Old school Chevy, the head is off. Decapitated Impala, heavy left from the weight of the lover. Still bare arms like a shaving koala. How you thinking like a faded neurology student is proving you chasing a dollar, so never mind. A clever rhyme, I'd rather find a better grind. Forever time sitting behind me, cause I'm ahead of mine. In this era, I'm living outside of the paradigm. I'm coming outside with a paradigm. Sharon and Caroline, Sherilyn, then they share a 9-inch, never mind. I probably shouldn't even keep going, cause these rappers keep going with their teeth showing. I said it all.
Song
Young nigga can't tell me like joy. I'm gonna be right back.
Join a hip hop music meeting. Log on to SiriusXM.com/hiphopnation. Yeah. Time for
man.
Yeah. Can't war without casualties, you know? See that? Yeah. Everybody go through the struggle. Real shit every day shit is real. Hey, huh? Ain't got no idea. Lock their traps. Yeah. Look. I've been lying.
Tunnel is backed up. I can tell you what it bees like here in the tunnel. The walls of the tunnel look dirty. There are a lot of cars in the tunnel. And that's about it. I mean, there lights are on in the tunnel. See what my iPod has to say about being in the tunnel.
Shake it, wave out. Put your hands up, let's ride to the city of the sea. Put a body on the bus, keep your body on the dance floor for those rides. Shake it, wave out. Put your hands up, let's ride.
All right, either I'm freaking out or this song is being played at a slightly lower pitch than it's supposed to be. I think it's playing slow. Is my iPod battery dying? Yeah, this is playing wrong. How could that? Why would that happen? What the fuck's going on? Like, I kind of want to skip to the next track to see if everything's going to be like that, but I kind of also just want to enjoy this. Just a little screwed. Just a little screwed. Not chopped. Not screwed all the way, but just... just a little bit of lean. Just a little bit. Would rather be putting a twomp on something thick. There's a Winamp plugin that would let you change the tempo and pitch independently of the tracks you were listening to, and I had it set for a while to play things at a lower pitch, and got way into it, and then all music sounded broken forever, or for a really long time. Like, I forgot that it was even set that way. And then one day went like, oh shit, I should turn this thing off. This is dumb. And then all music sounded fucked up. Like chipmunks were rapping or something afterwards. Oh, well, great. The next track actually is fucking chopped and screwed, so who knows what the fuck. Sounds like it's probably at the right speed and pitch.
Trying to see, speak about the love, peace, and cyphers with dogs.
I don't know what this song is, but it doesn't. It sounds like it might be a little. Sounds like the iPod might still be playing.
I wanna run, run, run just as fast as I can. Then I wanna swim till I hit dry land. Then I'll ride my
bike. I don't know.
I'm an Iron Man.
He's an Iron Man.
I'm an Iron Man.
He's an Iron Man.
I run as fast as I can.
I'm worried that's gonna break the part where it's all broken. I don't know what this is. That's probably playing at the right speed. Alright, this is definitely playing at the right speed. The office, so I gotta go. Everybody have a proper Monday. Whether that means good or bad, I can't say, but have a proper one. See ya.